Hey, Mama. So today we are talking all about business productivity hacks for work from home moms and how most aren't realistic. I know. Definitely not what you were expecting based on the title of this episode, but I promise you, you are going to walk away with some actionable tips that are way more effective than the typical productivity hacks recommended to us busy mamas. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Mama, are you tired of feeling stressed and overwhelmed trying to grow your online business with your babies at home? You desire more flexibility in your day, allowing you to pour into your family, yourself, and your business without running yourself into the ground. Mama, you can build your dream business and do it in a way that fits your current season of life. And I'm going to show you exactly how. Welcome to the Mama Turn Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, daughter of the king, wife, mama of two, and life and business coach for mompreneurs. On this podcast, you will learn business strategies made for mamas just like you, who desire to be successful CEOs and fully present mamas without stress or overwhelm. So whether you're an entrepreneur who transitioned to a mompreneur or a mama turned mompreneur, I am here to support you. So grab your coffee, notebook, and pen, put in those earbuds, and let's dig in. All right, so before we get into today's episode, I want to share another amazing free resource that I created for you guys. And it's for the mamas who are feeling like it's next to impossible to get things done in their businesses with their babies at home. And so I want to share with you my Productive CEO Mama Blueprint, which is a business productivity calendar that breaks down the tasks you should be prioritizing each week in your business, and really how to schedule an intentional CEO day, and so much more. And so this blueprint will support you with working less while getting more done, even with your babies at home. So you can grab this free productivity calendar at mamaturnmompreneur.com/CEO Mama. Okay, so a few weeks ago, I pulled the Mama Turn Mompreneur email community, and I really asked them about what topics they wanted to hear more about. And most of them voted for productivity hacks for getting work done with your kids at home. So I really took some time to reflect on this because I really didn't want to just give them a list of productivity hacks. And so I gave them something so much better. And I can confirm that many of the mamas resonated with. Like, I was getting so many email responses from this specific email. And I decided, I was like, you know what? Let me share this on the podcast too, because I know not everyone who listens to the podcast is on my email list. And if you're not on my email list, you're missing out. But anyways, far too often, us mamas, we are told to implement a combination of one of these three strategies that I'm about to share in order to actually get work done at home with the kids there. We're told to work while the kids are napping. We're told to either get up early before the kids to get work done, or to stay up late after the kids have gone down for the night to get work done. And I get it. You know, many of these suggestions, they do work for certain mamas. But the reality is that these suggestions create an unpredictable work schedule. There are days when our kids aren't going to nap. For instance, my son stopped napping when he was 2. And the rare occasion that he does go down for a nap at the same time as my daughter, I typically take a nap too, because I am usually, you know, I'm like, I need to catch up on some sleep too, because my kids, they are very active and they keep me on my feet. The other thing is that we're not all early birds or night owls. Some of us like to sleep when our kids sleep. You know, some of us like to sleep in the morning. But also getting up before the kids or staying up late after the kids go to sleep is, again, not always a reality, because kids get sick. Babies go through leaps. I recently saw on Threads one of my mompreneur friends was sharing that her child was going through the 4-month sleep regression, which is the ghettoest regression of them all. It's a lot. But it's like, there's so many things that we can't control, you know, infants and toddlers dealing with teething. My daughter's 2-year molars are currently coming in, and it shows in how much more she needs, you know, to be held and snuggled by mommy. She's extra emotional, which I totally get. Molars are the worst. But it's like, I can't control these things, and neither can you. And so I get why we are suggested to do these things, but it creates too much unpredictability in our work schedules. And that leads to stress and overwhelm. That leads to us not getting enough sleep because we're constantly trying to play catch up with our work because our work schedule is so unpredictable. And so if you're feeling this way, know that you are not alone. I used to pride myself on, you know, working after the kids went to sleep, but then my son stopped sleeping through the night. He currently wakes up anywhere from like 2 to 4 times throughout the night. And it's hard. You know, me and my husband, we do take turns with getting him back down to sleep, but the constant wakings, they started impacting my sleep. So working at night after the kids have gone to sleep is not something I can do all the time because I need to actually get some sleep. So if you found yourself in a similar situation and you're feeling frustrated trying to figure out, you know, when can I actually get work done? Don't worry, I got you, mama. And so instead of focusing so much on when you work, you have to simplify things in your business so you can work less in your business. So I'm going to be sharing 4 hacks for actually being productive as a work from home mom, but coming from the perspective of things that you can change in how you run your business. So the first thing is that you have to stop holding yourself to unrealistic expectations. And what I mean by that is like holding ourselves to like, say, same day turnarounds for deliverables for our clients when we don't truly have the capacity to do it. And this is something that actually came up for one of my Life in Seasons coaching clients where she, you know, had the session with a client and she wanted to, you know, basically recap what they discussed and like really create this, you know, detailed report for them in a sense. And she was feeling the pressure to do it within 24 hours. Like immediately after they got off the call, she was like, oh, I got to get this done. And I was like, why? Why do you have to get it done right now? And not to say you delay when you get it done, but it's like, is that realistic for you? And so it's like, you want to set a realistic turnaround time for you and giving yourself some wiggle room in case the kids get sick, something unpredictable happens. And so as long as you're communicating this timeline to your clients up front, it won't be a surprise to them. And one thing I told this specific client is, yeah, you could have did that report right after you got off the call with that client and got it over to them. But 9 times out of 10, they were not going to look at it the same day. They probably had other things they needed to do depending on their temperament. Like for me, after I get off of a long call, like if it's some kind of intensive or something, I don't want to look at my computer anymore. I don't want to read nothing that's business related or anything like that. Like I want to go veg out in a sense, like to give my brain a break. And so these expectations that we put on ourselves, they're not even expectations our clients typically have of us. Like you'll have those rare few who may expect it like the same day or within an hour or whatever. But again, if you're communicating these expectations up front, it won't be a surprise to them. And so for me, like part of Life in Seasons coaching, I meet with my clients one-on-one via Zoom to map out their upcoming monthly action plan. And so I let them know the latest I will get this completed action plan to you is 48 hours after we meet, unless it's a weekend. If it's a weekend, then you can expect it the following Monday. But I do that because the action plans, I cannot create them while my kids are like up running around all of that I have to do it when I have like some quiet time and I can really reflect on the conversation and different things like that. And so I anywhere from 24 to 48 hours, I typically get those to my clients, but I let them know upfront. The latest they will receive it is within 48 hours after we've met. But hey, if they get it earlier, that's a nice surprise for them, but it's not there. That expectation isn't there. They aren't expecting to get it within an hour after we met or anything like that. And so you have to stop holding yourself to those unrealistic expectations. Another thing I see this show up is that us feeling the need to respond to a client's message or email as soon as it arrives. This is something I am working on myself. I have my business hours, but like sometimes if I get like a Voxer message after hours or on the weekend, I'm so quick to respond because it's just how I am. And so I'm intentionally telling myself, no, this is not during your business hours. Your clients know what your business hours are. You need to set those boundaries for yourself. So you're not always working. This is how I coach myself through it. And so that's something I'm starting to do. It's like, it's not an emergency. It's not something that I have to respond to right this second. So if it's outside of my business hours, I'm not going to respond to it. I acknowledge that it's there, but I don't even read the message. So that way the notifications are still there. And I know to go back when it's during my business hours to respond. So just setting those boundaries, like we're constantly working in our businesses because we don't set those boundaries for ourselves. The next thing is to stop overcomplicating your offers. I have been guilty of this so much. And I've simplified my offers so much. But offering a bunch of Zoom calls, a bunch of deliverables, anything like that, all because you think you need to do it to ensure your clients are satisfied, that is causing you to do more work than you need to do. And this isn't to say that you don't provide a quality service or different things like that. It's just as overachievers, we tend to go above and beyond. And so we tend to give our clients more than what they ask for, more than what they actually need. And it's not always a bad thing, but it can turn into a situation where we don't realistically have the capacity to do these things with every single client. So you need to simplify things. Also, another thing you can think about too is, you know, how can you serve clients just from your phone? Now, stick with me here. But a lot of times it's hard for us to get work done if we have to be tied to a laptop or a computer all the time. And so what can you incorporate in your client experience that allows you to serve your clients from your phone? So it's been ingrained in us that we have to do things a certain way to be seen as legit or professional. And that's a lie. You can still serve your clients well and do it in a way that doesn't have you tied to your laptop or your computer all of the time or is stressing you out. And so utilizing communication apps like Voxer, Slack, Telegram, you can make such an impact in your clients' lives doing that. A lot of my coaching, we do via Voxer. For my Get It Done week, this first round, we did it via Telegram. And the ladies who participated in this first round, they were served so well. And another thing, just a little side note, I love using these types of apps because you can get some amazing feedback from your clients about their experience of working with you. You can take screenshots of that and you got social proof. So that's just something to keep in mind there. But it's not impacting how I'm serving my clients. It's not impacting the level of support, the quality of the support. They're still getting the value. They're still hitting their goals, even though I'm serving them via Voxer. So it's like, instead of always like, oh, let me schedule all these Zoom calls. Well, wait, back it up. How else can you serve? If you have a group program, can you provide, you know, support in between, you know, calls via Slack and create a Slack community for your group program? You know, just thinking outside of the box and making things easier on you so that way you're not always tied to a laptop and you're still, you know, working in your business, you're still serving your clients, but you're able to do it in a different way that's not requiring more of your capacity, if that makes sense. The other thing is too, like with your phone, you can respond to emails via your phone. I actually have the Google Drive app on my phone, so that way I'm able to access certain files when I need to. So it's just, again, kind of shifting things and making things a little bit more simple for you so you're not tied to a computer. So if it happens to be when your child, you know, they pass out on you for a nap, well, you have your phone right there. Like, you don't have to move them if you don't want to. You can do some of these things from your phone. And there you go. So the next thing is that, and this is something I am a firm believer in as mom business owners, is that you have to have either a set day or a half day just to work in your business. So this is your CEO day. Now, I've talked about this on the podcast before about how Saturdays are my CEO day. That is where my husband, he is fully responsible for the kids. And so a lot of that, the things that I need to do in my business, whether that's recording podcast episodes, like solo episodes or guest interviews. Right now, I've been on this crazy wave of creating email funnels and different things and creating new freebies that reflect more of my services and the direction of my business now. And so I've been utilizing my Saturdays, my CEO days for that. And so to get that, to have this standing Saturday appointment, I had to sit down and have a conversation with my husband. And I told him, you know, you want me, you say you support my business, you know, and you want me to continue to succeed and everything, that I need your help. On Saturdays, unless we already have something else planned, I need you to take over all of the responsibilities for the kids, and I can just focus on my business and just worry about meeting my needs. And that's what we do. That works for us in this season of our lives. So for you, you know, ask for help so you can have either that one day or that half day. Some people break it up over a couple of days, like whatever is going to work for your family. So that way you can just focus on your business. You can have that uninterrupted time to just work in your business. And this is why I created the CEO Mama Blueprint. So it is going to support you with kind of like figuring out what your week should look like. But even for that CEO day, like some things that you can focus on to make sure that you are being productive, you're getting done the things that need to be done, those top priority things, those needle movers in your business, you know, those income producing activities, those things that are actually going to help you start hitting your goals. So you can download the CEO Mama Blueprint. Either you can click the link below in the episode description, or you can head over to mamaturnmompreneur.com/CEO Mama. Now, the next thing is, or this is actually the last thing, but stop overstuffing your task list. And I am guilty of this too. But we have to be realistic about what we can actually accomplish in a day. We gotta stop overstuffing our task list. And you'll find that once you have a set CEO day, your task list will be shorter because you are gonna get so much done in that single day or half day, however you do it. And you're gonna get ahead on things so that way you're not having to work as much with the kids at home. And what I mean, like, with the overstuffing your task list is that I've been guilty of this too. Sometimes we make a laundry list of tasks for a single day, and not considering the fact that we got little toddlers and babies and stuff, and they be doing their own thing. We don't take that into account all the time. And so one of the things that I coach my clients on is like, okay, what are the top three things that you can prioritize today that you can get done today? And that's how they plan their days. And I tell them, I was like, if you have extra time, like maybe the kids go down for a nap and they take a good 2-hour nap and you have this extra time, you can get ahead. But even if you don't have that extra time, at least you can feel really good. Like, I completed those three things on my task list today. So structuring your days like that, that is going to help so much and just take a lot of that pressure off. Have you stop feeling like you're not getting enough done in your business, or you're not working in your business, or you're constantly playing catch up. You have to simplify. You have to streamline. You have to be intentional about the things that you are focusing on in your business each day. And this is a big part of going into each day having a plan. And so that is what the CEO Mama Blueprint is going to do for you. It is going to help you have a plan. So each day, you know the three things that you need to get done. So that way you are moving forward in your business. You are making that progress, hitting your goals and different things like that. And so it's really about being intentional and focused and not getting distracted by all the other little things that you don't really need to prioritize right now. So I hope these strategies like feel more realistic for you. And I promise you, when you start implementing them, you are going to see a huge difference and you're going to feel more in control of your time, like especially when it comes to how you're running your business. You're going to feel less of that pressure. So make sure you download the free Productive CEO Mama Blueprint at mamaturnmompreneur.com/CEO Mama, or again, it's below in the episode description, or you can head over to the show notes and download it there. But this resource is really going to help you implement the strategies I shared today so you can stop feeling stressed and overwhelmed in your business. And you're going to have more predictability in your work schedule and actually start working less while getting more done. And I know that doesn't sound like it's like, Andrea, make it make sense, but I promise you, these are things that I do and I've seen a huge shift. I really have seen a huge shift. Like, there are some days during the week where I work maybe an hour, if that. And it's because I've shifted these things and created more flexibility in my business. And I want that for you. All right, Mama, I will catch you in the next episode. Well, Mama, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. If you enjoyed today's episode, will you do me a favor and follow the podcast and leave a review? Hitting that follow button and sharing your thoughts about the podcast are the best ways to ensure that other mamas like you find this show. Your review also lets me know if you're enjoying this podcast, so make sure to share your thoughts before you go. All right, Mama, I'll catch you in the next episode.